Chapter 15, Creating the Future You Love Now. Do you ever blame your current problems on past circumstances? Do you ever think you'd be even happier in life and love if only you'd had a happier childhood, better role models, a better education or job? Have you ever sabotaged love and marriage or settled for a dull, frustrating love life? If you answered yes to any question, you may put that behind you now. You enrich your life and relationships by using a newly trademarked technique. This is not the outdated techniques that you may have used before without success. This is not more affirmations, positive thinking, or telling you just to be in the moment because everything happens for a reason. This is about developing a relationship with your future self. No doctor, healer, coach, or seminar can teach you the future visioning process for tapping into the incredible power of the future because this process of working with the future has never been available before. Discover how to use this radical new technique to quickly heal your past. In highlights of my radio interview for A Lasting Love with Ty Kane. Ty is the leading expert on the psychology of the future and the creator of the future visioning process. Hadley, let's help people get unstuck from emotional pain, unhappiness, and frustration in life and relationships. We may have tried talk therapy, affirmations, or mood-altering pharmaceuticals, which failed to bring the joy, success, health, and love we all deserve. You claim that your new process quickly and powerfully heals your past and creates a great future. Does it really work? If so, how? Ty, not only does it work, it's the only thing that ever has worked. Creating the future is literally what we are doing every moment of our lives. Yet most of us don't know it. If you're not conscious of creating the future you want, then you create a repetition of your past. Hadley, many people blame past circumstances for their current problems. How do you help us change that? Ty, first, I explained that if you don't consciously choose your future, then your parents already have. Hadley, because of childhood programming or watching and modeling our parents' frustrating relationships. Ty, both. In childhood, we see what adult life looks like. I've never met anyone who came from a perfectly functional family, so we grow up and develop some derivative of our parents' lives. The average person is programmed for mediocrity, for a difficult life that ends in an ugly, disempowered death. That's what our parents lived, what our society predicts, and for what most of us are programmed. Hadley, so we need to reprogram ourselves to create the future we want. What's the first step? Ty, first you must understand that you are living a future that was programmed into you, not for you or by you. So first, you recognize the problem is in the future, not in the past. Yet, using this process lets you go back and heal past issues quickly. Remember, the problem is not behind us. It's in front of us. We live our way into the future every day. Hadley, understanding this helps us leave old baggage in the past where it belongs. Let's assume we want to change outdated programming and create a future that's better than our past. How do we start the process? Ty, some people do it naturally. About 1-3% of people may have been born being future-oriented because they are naturally happier, healthier, and more successful without knowing how they do this. They just know what their future looks like because it works naturally. Most of us were programmed for love and life that doesn't work. If you don't change that, you continue to create that and stay on the track that's heading for a wall. I've studied all the other therapies in the past 40 years, and they're all equivalent to rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. Unless you change the course of the Titanic, It doesn't matter what else you do, positive thinking or talking about your past in therapy or how many affirmations you write or law of attraction stuff that you do. If you don't go out and change the future first, then everything else is literally a waste of time. Hadley, so we must change course, choose our ideal course before we create the future we want. Tell us the best steps to take right now. Ty, step one is to design your ideal future where your dreams come true in all areas of your life, including relationships, health, finances, career, friendships, and spirituality. Hadley, I encourage my community to design your ideal love life as if there are no barriers, no obstacles to stop you from reaching your peak of love and getting all the happiness you deserve now. Ty, this is your best strategy because, as the French philosopher said, we are spiritual beings having a human experience, not human beings having a spiritual experience. Because we are spiritual beings, we have an infinite source of power to create the life we want. Quantum physics has proven that we literally create our own reality through our thoughts. Hadley, what you think about, you bring about. You start creating your ideal reality by thinking about what your life will be like when all your dreams come true. Then write it down to make it real. Here are some future visioning writing guidelines to help you design the life you love. How will you feel emotionally while living your ideal future? Describe how you will enjoy and express your full range of emotions while living your ideal life. Describe your ideal loving relationship and/or family. Include specific qualities for you and your mate. Describe the size of your family, the relationships between members, and a list of aspirations, including things you would like to do together. Visualize a totally fulfilling social life. Describe the friends, business associates, and community acquaintances you will enjoy, including the social events and the position or image you want to attain. Whatever you imagine, list it. Describe your ideal physical and health state, weight, nutrition, exercise patterns, and the activities you would like to be involved in as part of an energetic and joyful life. Describe the mental state you want to attain, including all of the things you'd like to learn and know, the creativity you would like to develop, the formal and informal education level you would like to achieve, and the things that turn you on intellectually. What do you want in your life career-wise and financially 3 to 5 years from now? How will you feel in your ideal career? Imagine your financial dreams coming true. Be specific and list anything of value that would be symbolic of financial success, especially your giving. What do you really want in life spiritually in 3 to 5 years? Describe the spiritual and moral state to which you aspire. Describe how you feel as if you've already accomplished all of this. Hadley, now that you are fulfilling your vision for your best life, I will fulfill my promise to tell you how I'd made the same journey that you're making. Mine became even more painful because I'd suffered a broken neck at C2, the same breaking point as the late Christopher Reeve. I was more fortunate to only be on the brink of paralysis. At the same time I was recovering from that break, I also was healing from the heartbreak of divorce. Nobody escapes painful challenges in life and love. How do we find the best path out of pain? Discover how I did this next.